This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's been 2 weeks. Last week we were 100% in the red zone. So this week we weren't. So I think we need to take it easy. This is a small sample size. You know, that was two nice plays on 50-50 balls by two big guys. And we had a chance, you know, I think probably a touchdown to Pat that makes it 21-14 and changes the whole scope of the game. So we got to understand this is the league and things happen. And, you know, we're not trying to crush anybody on our team. We just, what happened, happened. You know, disappointing for KJ. We love KJ. You know, Cal's trying to make a play. We love Cal. We just got to, we got to be 100% with our assignment and in order to win some of these games. Comes down to one or two plays. Could be in the first quarter, could be in the fourth quarter.
He's not wrong. And if the Steelers made a play or two, they'd be sitting here at 2-0. Seriously. Or one less gaffe, and they could be sitting here at 2-0. But that's why we have a radio show. Because if they pulled this one out, let's say 27-24, I think we're talking today, unlike last week, I think we're talking today about the issues they have.
Yeah.
So win or lose, I think Rodgers is right. You know, if Caleb Johnson doesn't make that play, failed to make that play, maybe they do win the game. If Calvin Austin III doesn't have a ball go off his hands when he's not supposed to be there and it gets intercepted, maybe they win that football game. But for the second week in a row, they haven't run the ball effectively. And for the second week in a row, they haven't played good defense at all. And that's probably an understatement. And that goes back now 10 weeks where they've played bad defense as one of the worst in the NFL. So, hey, you'd be sitting here at 2-0 and you'd feel great about that. You can't even have that now. And the problems that they have seem more like they are what they are through two games than, oh, well, that was a popcorn thing. This was a popcorn thing. No, the issues that were issues in week one were an issue in week two.
Yes. Yes. I mean, DK Metcalf with drops.
Oh.
You know, the caller earlier saying like, oh, guys were wide open. There was a bunch of times where Aaron Rodgers missed guys. Well, there's a bunch of times where he threw the ball right into money and it was dropped. So
yeah.
It goes both ways.
And that was your number one receiver.
To your number one receiver. That was the issue in week one. There's a lot of carryover from week one to week two. The only thing that was different was the special teams bit you instead of actually propelling you to win the game. That's what it comes down to. But everything else was status quo.
Yeah, man.
Status quo. And you get, it's hard to even like, it's hard to get mad about Jalen Ramsey because you said it perfectly in the beginning. He's such a boomer bust. Like, he's going to make a big play. But he's also going to give up a big play. So, like, it's kind of a 50-50 situation with him.
I'll make the trade-off because with Minkah Fitzpatrick, because Minka had, what, one interception in 21 games. And we talk about these last 10 games defensively for the Steelers have been dreadful. If you look at the statistics, they're giving up pretty much 30 points per game, which would be dead last in the NFL. You know, most of those games came with Minka. What you weren't getting from Minka was splash. And at least you think about Jalen Ramsey. He takes one away with the interception. He blocks a field goal, so he directly takes 3 points off the board. And he also dislodged a ball last week that won you the game and dislodged a ball this week that at that point in the game was a big play. Now, I realize he gave up a touchdown, did think he had safety help over the top. I'm not going to make excuses for him. He gave up a touchdown. That's how that's going to go. But they were giving up touchdowns with Minka last year, and he wasn't taking the ball away.
Right.
Of all the people I got problems with defensively today, it's actually the new guy that I have the least problem with.
And you're allowed to get home in some of the in that deep shot to Smith and Jigba, where, you know, what, 40, 50-yard pass, and then obviously the touchdown over Jalen Ramsey, those two plays, you're allowed to get home. Like, T.J. Watt's allowed to get a sack there.
That would be the first in seven games for T.J. He hadn't had one in six games.
Yeah, he's allowed to get a sack.
At $41 million.
Yeah.
Now, he showed up a couple of occasions late, but he didn't have a sack. Jack Sawyer has a sack. Peyton Wilson has a sack. T.J. Watt, no sack. Through two games. Texter writes in, you're also a Boz 60-plus yarder for being 0-2. Yeah, okay, fair. It's what Doran's saying, special teams. Special teams last week wins you the game. 60-plus yarder from Boz, you don't even have to think about it. Like, good from 70. And Kenneth Gainwell makes the play. And then this week you have the all-timer by Caleb Johnson. That being said, I don't like hearing you're a 60-yard field goal away from being 0-2 because that guy's automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And on a team filled with a million different question marks, that guy ain't one. So I'm not going to say, well, they lucked into it. He had a 60-yarder. He's going to hit that 9 times out of 10. Harry, you're grinning over there. What's going on?
I just remember you yelled at a caller last week for playing the what if the Steelers would have done this and lost thing yesterday, and now this week you're like, oh, what if the Steelers would have done this? They would have won.
I'm just saying that, but the difference in that discussion now is...
same things.
Had they won, we'd be sitting here talking about the same things.
Right.
To quote Brian Kelly. We'd be talking about the same things. You can't run the ball. You can't play defense. What was it last week? 2.7 yards per carry. This week, 3.4 yards per carry. And we came into this game, you and me, talking about there are two guys that can really beat you on Seattle offensively. Jackson Smith and Jigba, who had a great week one, and Kenneth Walker, who did not have a great week one, but we know him to be a very good player. Jackson Smith and Jigba had 8 catches for 103 yards. Kenneth Walker had 13 carries for 105 yards. He averaged 8 yards a carry. Come on. Cooper Kupp, if those two weren't going to beat you, then the other guy who's going to beat you was Cooper Kupp. 7 receptions for 90 yards. Not good enough. Maybe I'm giving Jalen Ramsey too much credit because I know that he was matched up on Kupp a lot of the time in the slot. And yeah, it hurts not having Joey Porter Jr., but I don't want to hear that.
No.
You have Brandon Echols. We told how good Brandon Echols is. It told how good Jalen Ramsey is. Told how good Darius Slay is. Told this is going to be a historic defense. I don't care who's out then. The standard needs to be the standard. We hear that a million different times. And you give up 31 points to the greatest show on turf. Just kidding. It was Seattle with Sam Darnold.
63 points in two games.
That ain't good in the Big 12, Doran.
63.
For the best defense in the NFL.
And going
they're
against,
supposed to be.
And going against mediocre at best offenses.
Well, any
in comparison to other teams in the league.
Exactly. And so Diana Russini wrote that piece for The Athletic this weekend that there are people in the locker room or people within the organization that were telling Tomlin, told you so. Or at least they wanted to get it on the record that they would like to tell Tomlin, told you so after Justin Fields played well. Justin Fields stunk. And then they lost 30-10 to a real contender. And you got worked like it was Derrick Henry and Lamar damn Jackson out there.
Right.
Give me a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.